Flag-draped coffins of Spanish peacekeepers are on their way home. The 62 men were killed Monday when a Ukrainian chartered plane crashed before a refueling stop in Turkey. The peacekeepers had finished a tour of duty in Afghanistan. The tragedy has many Spaniards questioning their country's participation in the U.S.-led war on terrorism. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Flags have been flying at half-staff all over the country while state television paid tribute to the victims of modern Spain's worst military disaster. But on TV talk shows and on the street, the crash has rekindled opposition to Prime Minister José María Aznar's foreign policies. Aznar has said he wants to raise Spain's profile on the world stage to match its growing economic might. Spanish peacekeepers have been stationed in Central America and the Balkans and are now patrolling southern Iraq. And after his party held on to key constituencies in last weekend's local elections, the Prime Minister maintained that his policies have been given a public stamp of approval. But newspaper columnist Raúl del Pozo believes Aznar's vision is too ambitious for a military that has to charter Eastern European aircraft to save money. They say we're the seventh biggest industrial power on Earth, he said, but our soldiers have to hitch a ride back from Afghanistan. Spain's armed forces have been cut back so much in the quarter century since the military dictatorship of General Francisco Franco that they're now recruiting in Latin America. Another commentator pointed out that the Ukrainian aviation company was renting out second-hand planes and that it was the third disaster involving Ukrainian-owned aircraft in the last 6 months. But Commander Andres Navas of the Spanish Air Force base Torrejon outside Madrid insisted that the Russian-made Yak-42 had an excellent record. He also said it had been hired through a NATO agency. Aznar's pro-American stance came under fire earlier this month when suicide bombers struck a Spanish cultural center in Morocco. Opposition leaders blame Aznar for making Spain a target for Islamic terrorists. And now many Spaniards are wondering whether his vision for Spain is worth all the lost lives. While taking a break from work, civil servant Carlos Cereves says he would have understood if the government had sent troops somewhere closer to home, such as to Algeria to help the earthquake victims.
Pero de ahí a decir que somos compañeros de los americanos, en absoluto. Yankees, Wuhan.
But to say we should go along with the Americans, never. Yankees go home.
And Cerebes gets even angrier that the government is sending troops to help the Americans in Iraq, when only several months ago there were massive protests against what he calls a war of Yankee imperialist dominance. As Cerebes spoke, a man who had been supervising some construction work came over and listened in. But Santiago Mejorada had an entirely different point of view.
We had to do it, because that guy Saddam Hussein is a madman. Those pictures of him remind me of when I was a teenager, and in all the schools we had pictures of Franco on the wall, and we had to stand and sing.
Mejorada reached into his pocket and took out a handful of coins. He said everyone should pitch in so that the military can buy its own planes to fly its troops safely to Iraq and wherever else they're needed. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.